As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
On Saturday, September 26th, Seattle indie rock band Chastity Belt are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guests Le Chaussette and Strange Wilds. Chastity Belt is on tour to support their new album, Time to Go Home, on Harley Art Records. This is an early show. Doors at 7 p.m., curfew at 11 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance and available online at ticketweb.ca. Tickets are also available at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
Hello. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Erica. My co-host is currently in Montana, so it's just me today. Yay! That song you just heard was called Let Go by the band The Yips from the label Bruised Tongue out of Ottawa. It's off a split tape with the band Organ Eyes, and it came out in April of 2015. My agenda today is as follows. Gonna play a bit of music that is performing today. Performing over the weekend. We have the Oz, who are reuniting temporarily and who are going to be doing a little house show tomorrow during the day, which should be awesome. Also, I'm going to play some Chastity Belt, which will be here tomorrow evening. And Empress Of, who's tonight, and that's just a little preview of what is to come. There's a lot more dabbled within there, a lot more Canadian content. And also, I'm going to talk a little bit about something that came to my attention in regard to the levels of murder in Mexico. Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the disappearance of 43 students. It's called the Antayacinda, I believe, Zenata disappearance of 43 students. And the article that I ended up reading gave kind of an illumination on how a lot of the people who are murdered, and a lot of the people that who do go missing are women, and they have termed the coin femicide, which is was deemed in the town of Chihuahua in Mexico. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that as we go along as well, just to keep these things in mind and to, you know, broaden our horizons. But on Femme Concept, there is something that we stick by when we are playing music, and that is FemCon. So we play 100% FemCon on this show every single week on Fridays, and something that is called or deemed FemCon is two of four categories have to be fulfilled. So the music has to be produced by a self-identified female, composed by a self-identified female performs in the band, or the lyrics are written by a self-identified female. So on this show, we think it's incredibly important, well, on the show and outside of the show, to draw more attention and also to bring more exposure to female musicians and to draw attention to the flaw in the sense that a lot of women are underrepresented in various forms of media, and that includes music. And so we do our best to draw attention to this inequality as well. Not draw attention to the inequality so much as try to overcome it in our one-hour slot that we get every single week. So, going to take you along that little train today. So the next song I'm going to play is called Ridley, and it's by The Oz. And so pretty exciting to have The Oz back for one little reunion performance. I'm not sure when the next one will be. And alongside some of our friends, Dumb and TV Ugly and Swim Team. And those are all some tight pals that are doing some great music. So this song is called Ridley.
Mm. Notre chant d'amour est plus doux que le vent au soleil de midi. C'est un petit jour et un morceau de ciel qui ne connaît pas la pluie. La mer a le sel, le bleu a le ciel et la rivière coule en son lit. Quand ta voix et la mienne s'aiment l'harmonie. Chant d'amour est plus long que le temps qu'il faut pour parler d'avenir, plus long que l'écho qui remplit le silence sans le détruire. La mer a le sel, le bleu a le ciel et la rivière coule en son lit. Quand ta voix et la mienne s'aiment l'harmonie.
cinnamon and pine.
It is Erica back with Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Again, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory of the Coast Salish people. So that song you just heard is called Family Way by Laura Borealis, a musician out of, I think, Montreal as well as Toronto. She used to kind of produce out of Montreal, and now it's Toronto. Great musician, nice, calm, honest music. She's been in various bands over the years and has been live in the Canadian scene for a while. Before that, played Marianne Bell. This little album came out on September 18th. She's also from Montreal. The album's called Lumière, and the song I played was Notre Chant d'Amour. And she's also a nice, calm, calming voice to have while I'm here, who rushed here biking like a mad woman, actually. And before that was the song Ridley by The Oz. Again, playing tomorrow about in the city at a house show. Should be great to see everyone all together playing. So also something just came to my attention. V-Day auditions are coming up on October 2nd and October 3rd. So that would be the Vagina Monologues and A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer. UBC does them every year. Actually, last year we had Kelly G on our show who had directed some of them. It's open to everyone, not just self-identified women. And they're amazing plays, and they draw some great attention to some important issues, as well as they're incredibly entertaining. So if you are an actor or you want to get involved in acting, get involved. There's an event on Facebook called V-Day Auditions with an exclamation point. So I highly suggest looking into that if you've got some time. So in regard to the Ayotzinapa disappearance that happened in Mexico on September 26, 2014, I'm just going to give a little bit of context and then kind of ride into what femicide means. So a year ago, on September 26th, 43 students were disappeared in Ayotzinapa, Mexico, and everybody heard about this story. There were a bunch of protests and a bunch of news sources outside of Mexico reported it as well, and all sorts of, there was a lot of international attention. This article argues that a year later, those 43 male students still make up a small percentage of the estimated 25,000 people reported missing in Mexico since 2007. And many, if not a majority of them, are women. That's actually a quote. So I'm going to read a little bit of this article. It says, according to UN estimates, 2,500 women have been killed in Mexico in the year that has passed since the Ayotzinapa attack. Less than a quarter of those murders are usually investigated, and only 2% of investigated cases lead to a sentence. Though Ciudad Juarez, located in the state of Chihuahua and the birthplace of the term femicide, is notorious for its devastating history of violence against women, it is not the only state where this occurs, nor does it have the highest rates. So it kind of goes on to explain that this area has a high level of women that are disappear from the area without any, there's not that much investigation into these murders, and many of the women that are targeted are low income and of indigenous descent, and the women that have united to draw attention to these missing and murdered women have also been shot at and have received death threats for leading protests to raise awareness for these disappearances. And it also goes on to say that about 90% of cases where women are going missing in Mexico are actually due to the government. So it's pretty scary. So it's important. I mean, in terms of the Mexico context, what really connected for me was that it echoes a lot of the missing and murdered Indigenous women in Canada, and how there is still not a call to start confronting this, and how important it is to keep these things in mind as we go about our daily lives. I myself have been in 5 classes and have been spinning around like a maniac, so it's just important sometimes to step outside of yourself and think about other things that are going on, as well as if you do have that extra time or want to give that extra time to get further involved in finding more about these issues. So that's my 2 cents on that matter. We're going to progress with some more music. So tomorrow night, Chastity Belt is in Vancouver. So awesome, so fun. Definitely idols of mine and my bandmates and our own band. They are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. The doors are at 7 p.m., so it's an early show. They're also playing with Les Rochettes and Strange Wilds. Pardon me. So I highly suggest going to check them out. They're fun. They're great. They sing about all sorts of wonderful things. So the song I'm going to play is called Goddamn, and it's off one of their older albums called, I have to censor myself, but Fuck Chastity Belt. They're selling the album on Bandcamp for $100. So there you go. they're fun and they're great. So I hope you enjoy this song called Goddamn.
it inside. When I first went to Hollywood, one heard talk from writers about whoring. But you are not tempted to whore unless you want to be whore. And I don't want to be a whore. That's why Lillian said, when I first went to Hollywood, when her talk from writers about whoring. But you are not tempted to whore unless you want to be whore. And I don't want to be whore. Oh no, I don't want to be whore.
Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Ora Kogan live in the Planetarium, October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at H.R. McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign that creatively touches upon the necessity for consent to be present during all sexual encounters. The Got Consent branding is visible on a variety of clothing items, including t-shirts, underwear, and tank tops. It's also available at the SASC and the UBC Wellness Center in the sub, in addition to at My Sister's Closet. For more information on the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC and the Got Consent campaign, go to ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Hey yo, it's me, Erica. This is Femme Concept. Got 10 minutes left in this awesome show. Wow, that sounds very full of myself, but I love my show, so can't lie. That song you just heard is called Hard Boiled Babe by Lizzie Mercier de Clou. She is not a Canadian musician, but has got a cornucopia of work. Trying to throw that word in there. I don't know if that was the right context. That song is from the 70s, and it's off Press Color LP. She's got a bunch of music, and I highly suggest checking her out. Before that, I played Woolworm, local fave. The song is called Alamir Feeling. I actually found it from a Safe Amp compilation from 2013. Definitely a great band who's been playing pretty frequently. They just released a little LP called Everything is Problematic, something like that. I forget exactly what it's called. Everything Seems Obvious. I think Everything is Problematic is another Jesus one, so I kind of crossed that over. Sorry about that. And before that, I played Chastity Belt, and the song is called God Damn, and they will be playing tomorrow at the Biltmore Cabaret, and it's an early show. Highly suggest checking them out as well. We're going to proceed for the last 8 minutes here with some other tunes, but when I complete my show, do not tune out, tune back in, or tune in again. I've got Radio Zero until 3:30, Nardwar, the Human Serviette at 3:30, and the news at 5, so don't miss those programs that are coming up. So yeah, this weekend, take it easy. It's actually supposed to be really sunny for like a week, so that's really, 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 really nice, and very special because it's been quite rainy the past few weeks, so make sure to enjoy that and go out and catch some rays and soak up some tree smells and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm going to leave you with two songs. One is by the band Datework, and it's a combination of Sam Becht, Pete Dimio, and Cyberbully Mom Club's Shari Heck. We played her a few weeks ago under the name Oor, O-O-R. Absolutely wonderful. And this is her other project called Date Work. And then I'm going to leave you with some Canadian sister grooving, Tassiomancy out of Toronto. And I'm going to play the song The Grass Harp from Palm Wine Revisited, which came out in June of 2015. So, all right, thanks for tuning in. And I will see, well, I won't see anyone actually, but I'll be presenting from the studio next week once again at 1. So please stay tuned until then. Don't turn off your radio at all. And thanks for listening. This song is called Stay With Me.
And I learned from time, and it was never fatal. Well, I think I lost this. Uh-huh.